And that's the only study that's shown this impact on better body image and greater freedom of dress following reconstruction. There's nothing else, and you couldn't do a trial like that today. So that's really the evidence. If we accept the fact that immediate reconstruction is an important healthcare initiative and advance, have important variations been identified in the data I've shown you so far? Well, if you look at access, we've shown from this study that the availability varies between 2 and 48%. The issue of availability may impact on the offer of immediate reconstruction in between 2 and 48% of networks. So a big variation in the availability of reconstruction services. We've also seen big variations in the rate of immediate reconstruction, ranging from 9 to 43%. Neither of those things can be right. There must be some reason behind it, and the purpose of this audit is to actually identify what those reasons are. In terms of information, the audit has detected this gap, if you like, between offer and uptake. It's not clear what that gap is due to, but the likely thing is that it may bear relationship to the amount of information and support given to the patients in terms of making their choices. In terms of the quality of information, we must await the third report for that, because there are two questionnaires that are going to patients that are specific questions about the quality of information. In terms of outcomes, the audit has demonstrated that the risk of complications is related to the timing of the procedure,